Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Wednesday, June 17th, and here's a question asked by an ambitious man driven to reach his goals in life just like you.
As a husband and a father of two and a leadership professional, with all the people I have in my life, I feel that I place the potential perceptions of others ahead of my own personal vision and dreams. I feel this hinders my progress and dilutes what I want to accomplish. What is an effective approach for focusing on my goals and not allowing myself to derail?
That is a great question, and I really have to answer it in two parts. Number one is, what is your identity? Who you are as a man, and what goals do you really want to achieve? And then secondly, you need to figure out what emotions you are really going for as you go through your day, as you go through your week or month, going for those goals in life. So let's talk about your identity. You're a family man. You're a leader. Your identity is to provide for your family at the highest level, and your role as a leadership professional is to provide for your employees, your company at the highest level, to take care of your family at the highest level. I'll talk about my situation. First of all, when I was a bodybuilder, that was my career, a bodybuilder, a writer, giving to other people knowledge. Well, the filter that everything I did, the choices that I made, went through the filter of how can I become the very best drug-free bodybuilder in the world? And then how can I provide value to those people who come to me for information and inspiration? That being my identity, everything I chose to do, whether I got up in the morning at a certain time, I chose to work out, the weight selection in the gym, the foods that I ate, the decisions to go to parties or not go to parties, it all went through that filter, my identity. That's number one. So now it's much different. My identity is, how can I provide for my family at the highest level? And then how am I going to do that? And that's to provide for you at the highest level. What you want most from me and how I can provide that for you. Always searching for ways. So when I get up in the morning now, every decision I make goes through that filter. Sometimes I do a better job of choosing the right thing to do to live up to that identity that I've created for myself, that I've taken the time to clearly identify who I am, what I'm all about, and what am I trying to accomplish in this world. So as the bodybuilder, decisions were much different than what I do now. I'll give you an example. My wife, we have two very young children, and she's a great stay-at-home mom, and she's a great teacher, she's an awesome wife. And she sometimes gets challenged, you know, with two very young children, both under the age of two. She gets tired, right? She's a trooper. She's always doing her best. Providing for her family is her number one priority, and she does an awesome job at doing that. My job is to provide for my family at the highest level. So it's not just what I do as a profession. You know, it's 3:30 in the morning right now. I'm pumping out this value to you, what I do best to provide value to you, to create a win-win situation. Well, there was the other morning where she was just tired, and both children took turns waking up, interrupting her sleep, and I could see that, you know, she really needed some help. Now, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and my alarm went off, right? And so normally I just come upstairs and get right to work. Many times shooting a video like this one, right? Getting right to work with my structure, with my plan, through my identity to take care of my family. Well, that particular day, I just knew she needed my help. And so at 3 o'clock, I took my daughter and I rocked her back to sleep. Now, it took me 15 minutes to do that so I could relieve my wife. She can get some sleep. And I rocked her for 15 minutes. And she went back to sleep. And then I kept on rocking her, holding her for 45 more minutes. But that wasn't for her. That was for me, right? And then right when I was setting her back down, then my son woke up. I can tell that my wife was a little frustrated. Her sleep patterns were interrupted. She needed my help without asking. So then I took my son and I rocked him back to sleep. That morning, I didn't even leave the bedroom until 7 o'clock, right? Now, later on in the day, I went to work. I came downstairs. My wife was so relieved, and she was so appreciative, and you could tell she was well-rested. She said, "Oh, I'm sorry you missed your workout or part of your work day." And I reassured her. I said, no, my job is to provide for my family at the highest level. And it's just not sticking to my work schedule. It's just not producing value as far as what I do for a living. It's to provide stability, emotions, assistance where needed. You see what I'm saying? That was much different than what the plan was. It was much different than the structure that I laid out, but it met my requirement of providing that emotion, that support for my family. So it still went through that filter and accomplished what my goals were. All right. Now, back in the old days when I had super structure being a bodybuilder, that wouldn't have worked. I would have been married to my structure. Oh my gosh, I must get up at 3 o'clock, I must do this, I must do that, right? It was a whole different requirement, which leads to the second part of my question. You know, you talk about, you know, doing things for others, and I assume you don't mind doing things for your family, right, and your children, right? It's about, you know, other people's goals, and your goals are to provide for your family. I'm going to make a big assumption that's what you mean. It's about other people. Now, here's the thing is, many times we say we're doing it for other people. Oh, I wish I could do this or do that, but my responsibility is to make other people happy and put my needs second. I'm going to just get you to think about something. Sometimes we say that. Sometimes we use people and their needs as an excuse to meet some of our own needs. We're really not doing it so much for them like we may think we're doing it for ourselves. You're thinking, well, what are you talking about? Well, sometimes doing certain things that will take you, your goals to the next level, your family's life to the next level, it's going to take some risk. It's going to take thinking outside the box. Sometimes you're going to have to break your structure and things that you're familiar with. And you're outside your comfort zone. And I can tell you, I know how challenging that is. What if I don't come through? Right? You're thinking outside the box. You're doing something different. Sometimes it's easier not to challenge ourselves and do something different than we've normally done before in the past, the proven path that keeps us safe. And we say, well, I have to do this because my need to help other people, that's my role. I can't do my own goals. I can't work on my own goals. Sometimes our need to please other people, and that's very common to some level with most people, we don't want to let other people down. We don't want people to think less of us. We're trying to make other people happy. And really, that's really a selfish reason why we're not doing the things we say we want to do. It's because we want other people to like us, right? And we use them as an excuse for not going for our goals. It's really a complex issue. It's a very common issue. I deal with this with the men I coach on some level all the time. So if this is stimulating a lot of thought, it's starting the process, I certainly understand. It comes from a lot of reasons why we do the things we do, where they come from, our upbringing. A lot of things are involved. And the great thing about you asking this question, which I really appreciate, is that I will do a follow-up call, and so we can dig a little bit deeper to your particular situation, right? So I'm going to follow up this gentleman's question with a phone call, and we're going to talk about it so we can get clarity, focus, objectivity in his particular situation. So if you have a question that you want to ask, I will address it in this video, and I will follow it up with a personal one-on-one coaching session just for you for helping me provide such awesome content for the rest of the world. All the rest of the men around the world can benefit too. So it seems as though I threw a lot of stuff out there, a lot of things to think about. It's going to start the process. Really appreciate the question. I really appreciate you watching this video. Have a great day.